this Christmas party, the Monday before Thanksgiving, if you could put this on your calendar, please, is the 22nd. And at 5:30, we meet at the town hall. Staff has the assembly line all set up to make the candy bags.
The 22nd?
The 22nd.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong month. Sorry, the 19th. Thank you, sorry, the 19th. The and then the tree lighting. And
so the 19th is bagging candy.
At what time?
5:30. Saturday the 24th is our tree lighting.
And that's families?
Mm-hmm. So
all the hands you can get, right, bag candy?
Yeah, and then evidently a lot of candy accidentally lands on the floor and oops, 5 second rule and they eat it. So it's part of the fun, evidently. I've been hearing all about it.
She's terrible.
And then the 24th is the tree lighting. The Lisa and I have been working really hard on anything tourism, and I've got the chamber giving us 500 more than they gave us last year. We're looking for a sponsor for our fireworks, which will end the. So we're going to have the tree lights up, and then blocks will light up at a time. It's going to be more impactful. We're also going to be doing a matching any business or residents on Main Street that will spend money on lights, we will match it up to $200. So we're looking for a very little
lights
Main
only.
Street.
Lights we're not only, paying not for decorations, just lights.
Just lights. So that is just an update on that.
What day is that?
That is the 24th. Santa will be there in the gazebo. There will be some music in town hall, some performances. Ice rink will be going.
We hope,
yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's not.
Commercial Mechanical was up Friday. They will be up this week doing the repairs.
Okay.
So what time does that start? I can't remember.
That's 6 o'clock is when the tree lighting starts. The chamber is doing a bingo card activity where I saw Gordon Law on the bingo card. But you just have to get, you have to go in to visit these places and you get a stamp and then you enter your name into a drawing, so that'll happen that night. We're making this event bigger and better and more exciting.
Swiss Chorus is singing too.
Swiss Chorus is singing.
Well,
I
and
want
the,
to, I don't
the,
think
they I thought George has already talked to him.
The tree lighting has always been a shop at home, shop local. And so I guess now we're combining our party and their party and making it a bigger and better.
Which the staff that I've talked to is pretty happy about it too. So they felt like the night that they gave away the candy was a bit of a flat, you know, you come in to get a bag of candy, you see Santa, and that's it. And so now it's all part of this. There will be food in the pavilion. We'll have food trucks. I mean, it's going to be a big, fun community event.
Yeah, there's always been a program with that, but... That's why I said it's different people. Those are the
so the program will
parents
still
come
have
to the dancers, and then they get there. Yeah.
So, or the Woodsmith.
Yeah,
the
city council meeting on the
9th. Yeah. So, okay.
On the 20th, yeah. Or we are
real
having
quick, on that, Matt, Mike.
Good question. That's, there's some other things we've got.
Aware, that is a city tank, Indian Springs tank. We have a spring right there, a tank. Because we don't have power to chlorinate, we have somewhat abandoned. We're not using that. But that is a 200,000 gallon tank.
So how did it get filled historically?
There's a spring right there.
And it just ran natural pressure?
Yeah, just natural spring runs into it. Mm-hmm. But we got some bad water samples. We don't have the ability to chlorinate without power. Mm-hmm.
Can't even be used for irrigation water? Can it be used for irrigation without flooding?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is but, now.
So we are using it for irrigation water. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a spring.
But it's the tank that he's referring to. There's a tank there that if we could get power to that, then we could turn around and chlorinate that, and then that would be another source of water for us.
An additional source,
okay.
If we had power, so as we're annexing, they will be providing power. That's something we want
to look at as far as
got
where
it.
They put the power.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Do you want to talk about the schedule? Kenny brought that up about our council meeting schedule.
Thank you. So the week of Thanksgiving, so we have a council meeting the first and third Tuesday. So the week of Thanksgiving is a third Tuesday, the third week, and it would be that Tuesday. I propose that we don't have council meeting that week.
Yeah. What about canvassing the ballots?
Yeah. So yes, we did
somewhere
establish
in there. We gotta have
on.
Is there a timeline?
The 20th. When is the 20th?
That's the third Tuesday.
We did notice that. Good catch. In our resolution that we've got to canvass the ballots on the 20th.
Okay, I will be out of town, so Mayor Pro Tem, you can take that meeting and canvass the ballots.
Well, I have to be in town.
You have to be in town.
I wasn't going to be in town, but I'll be in town. I can make a point to be in town.
Can you be there? Okay.
Unless you want to move it up a week.
Well, have we already noticed it?
We have already.
I noticed it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. How many of you will be here on the 20th then? November 20th, Tuesday.
Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week.
The Tuesday. It'll be a short meeting I'm conducting.
Hey, you can't complain that my meetings have been long. Come on.
Open the meeting, canvas the ballot. Done.
Right. I think that's basically
I'll be around, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You know, if there's something that we have to have, we can.
And I don't even know if I'll be. I may be in a position where I could call in if necessary.
That was the 20th.
And then we will have a meeting on the 6th, even though that's election night. We will have a meeting on the 6th.
So our next meeting is the 6th.
Yes.
And then we have the 20th. And then let's look at December. It would be the 4th and the 18th. The 18th is a whole week before Christmas, so in my opinion, if we do have business, we can go ahead and have it, but if we don't on the 18th, we can cancel. Does that sound good to
everybody? I will not be here. I'll be in Hawaii.
Okay.
So
lucky dog.
I'm going to Hawaii with him.
So if anyone does want to attend remotely, we have the ability that you can attend. You can be a part of the meeting and talk on the meeting. I'd be happy to show you how to do that on your laptop. It's probably easier than getting in on the phone.
I need to learn that because I'm going to...
Yep.
I won't be here for our first meeting in November. I'll be in Montana shipping cattle.
So let me know if you have an internet connection. You would be able to join even on video if you wanted to do that. And I'm happy to show you how to do that.
Okay. Anything else? Then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
One more thing. Just really quick. Sorry.
Okay.
The first Tuesday in January is the first. So do you want to offset the meetings instead of trying to,
or let's just cancel that one and go to the 15th.
Just have one
in January.
On the 15th?
Yeah.
Because then you miss 2 weeks at the end too because...
Once it's a fifth week month.
It is.
But if we do it on the 15th, then we pick it up February 5th and then we're back in business.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for pointing that out. Anything else?
So then the first meeting in January we will not have.
Because that's New Year's Day.
Okay.
All right, now I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you tonight at 6.